Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. How the hell are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good. How the hell are you?
Better than ever.
Perfect. Love that. Love to hear it, Joe.
Better than ever. Coming at you. This episode's going to be fun, but before we get into it, we got to recap last week's episode.
Yeah, baby.
A quickie. We've got OP that went on vacation, fell in love with this guy who ends up being her best friend's therapist. Tough.
Tough.
Was that the fake?
No.
Might be. Next, we have the therapist that sent through the email. Remember this?
Yes. Crazy.
Yeah. Bad deal. Wonder if that was fake. Maybe. Then there's a therapist asking for tips. Was that the fake?
No.
Was it the story about the couple getting kicked out of therapy by the old therapist because she wouldn't take accountability?
No, that one sounds pretty realistic.
That one sounds like it could absolutely happen any day of the week.
Yeah, it's not happened to us, but that does sound like it would happen.
So which one was the fake? Are you going to enlighten us? Because it wasn't mine.
Well, it was mine. The fake story of last week's episode, Therapy is Scarapy, was my story. And it was the one where the therapist accidentally sends the email out.
I'm so relieved.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's got to be very relieved. Because I think by far that one was like the most like, that is damaging your entire life at that point.
To ruining a kid's whole life. Good job on that one.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Very nice.
So if I got you, joke's on you. If I didn't, joke's on me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't think that's right. I don't know. But listen, this week's episode's going to be crazy.
I'm so excited for this week's episode. But first, before we get started, for those that are new, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Joe.
This is Internet Frenzy. Each week, one of the four stories is a fake story generated by ChatGPT and our creative little brains.
That's right.
Yes, we changed it up a little bit. Each week, our listeners will listen to all the stories and then they guess which one's the fake. So go to our social media and you'll be able to comment and let us know which story you think is the fake. And then the next week's episode, we always air in the beginning of the episode which one was the fake of last week's episode. Stay tuned. Stick along. Ride along with us.
Stick along. Ride along with us.
Hop on my back and get down to country town.
Get down to country town. That's good. It's a good refresher.
Yes.
It's the old two truths and a lie.
Boom.
But we're using ChatGPT. So find out which one's the fake. See if you can sniff it out. And then let us know on the socials. And you can listen wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch on YouTube.
Yes.
Or you can just view the stories on social media, whatever you like to do. Yeah, we're going to get right into this week's episode.
One click, no pretending.
This week, it is called Stock Market Crash, but not stock like you think. These are going to be stories about crazy stuff, stalking. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I got you.
So trigger warning,
yeah.
If you have a stalker, if you think you have a stalker, don't listen. You're not ready for this. This is a little bit of a lengthy one. Buckle the frick up. I feel like you're going to be able to relate on 100 levels.
Oh, I love that. Buckled.
This post comes from, am I overreacting? AIO, I feel like a dad at the daycare I work for is hitting on me. Should I tell you how many updates there are to this right now, or should I just...
Yeah.
Five.
I literally thought you were going to say 13, so five is great. Let's do this.
Okay, five.
Oh, that scared me.
I work at a daycare, and I've noticed that one of the children's parents always makes inappropriate comments to me. At first, I thought he was just one of those people who's always complimenting others, or that he just wanted to have a friendly relationship with his kids' educators. But now I think it's more than that.
Ooh.
During my first weeks there, I was always assigned to his younger daughter's group, the babies, so I would see him often. At first, it was brief friendly talk, but it really escalated when I started working with the older kids, the four-year-olds. His other daughter, let's call her Emmy, and I clicked right away when we found out we're birthday twins. She always wants me to play with her and asks for hugs literally every 2 minutes. Whenever her dad comes to pick up his kids, she always makes sure to give me a big hug and tells her dad that we're best friends. Last month, Emmy's dad and I ran into each other at the grocery store and started small talk. We were mostly talking about Emmy, and he just kept saying how much she loves me and that she wants me to come over to their house, and I said something like, oh, she's so cute, I love spending time with her too. and tried to end the conversation, but he just kept talking. I noticed him looking at my chest a couple times, which was one of the reasons I wanted to leave. He then offered me a ride, and although I initially declined, he kept pushing it, so I accepted. I didn't let him see my house. I told him to drop me off downtown.
Oh my gosh.
Since then, I keep running into him, but to the point where I don't think it's a coincidence. He doesn't live in the same neighborhood as me. I live near downtown. In fact, when he dropped me off the first time, he kept going on and on about how he could never live somewhere as far away as I do. So why do I keep seeing him? In our conversations, he always makes sure to compliment my physical appearance or mention my age and how young and smart I am. It obviously makes me uncomfortable, but for the sake of his daughters, especially Emmy, I don't really say anything. I've tried to set some boundaries, but it's really uncomfortable. I jokingly said once, well, if I were your age, I don't think I'd date someone as young as me. And he was like, well, good thing I would. And he laughed.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
I casually mentioned this in a conversation with one of my colleagues, and she said something like, oh, he's a flirt. That's what he does. She kept talking about how handsome he is. He is handsome, but also a married dad of two. I asked if there's anything we could do if hypothetically a parent is being too friendly slash flirty with us, and she basically said no. Anyway, it's gotten hot outside, so I've started wearing sundresses, shorts, and crop tops, and he always compliments my outfits when he sees me and says he likes seeing my belly button piercing out. Ew.
Ew.
Also, Emmy has told me that her dad said I'll be their nanny for the weekends when the daycare is closed. I don't know if he actually said that because she's four, but I don't even want to ask because I don't want to give him any ideas if he didn't actually say it. He has tried multiple times to give me his phone number, to call him if there's anything, and I always gently remind him that we can communicate through the daycare app. He always says that he would rather call me directly than through the app. He was being super pushy, and I felt a little trapped, so I gave him my phone number.
Honey.
He texts me all the time, asking what I'm doing, etc. I have FaceTimed his daughters a couple of times, but it just feels wrong. I briefly talked about this to a friend, and she said that she would have told his wife. I don't even think I have the guts to do that. Ever since my friend told me that, I started casually bringing up his wife in conversations. He would always change the subject or say she's not here. Anyway, all this is to ask, what should I do? Am I imagining things? I feel trapped. I can't lose my job. I'm scared that it'll take me forever to find another one. Also, the kids love me and I love them. I've really gotten attached to them. I love Emmy too, and I mostly feel bad for her. What would you do in this situation? I've asked, and you can't ban a family from attending a daycare, so that option is out the window. Also, we can't be on our phones 24/7, so it's extremely hard to get evidence. Anything helps. Thank you. I don't know if I'm posting this on the right subs. If not, sorry about that.
The husband's 100% in the wrong. Like, what a creep. What the frick is he doing? This girl, one, should have never given him the phone number, especially after all these signs leading up to it. And she still did that. Like, that pissed me off.
That's, yeah.
Like, honey.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. He is married and he has, and you know his intentions. Don't give him the freaking number. So that really bothers me because there is something in there where, like, she was, that's not just, like, being stupid. That's, like, there could have been possibly she likes the attention.
I mean, you can't rule it out, but also it's hot. Let her wear what she wants.
No, I'm not saying she's wearing what she's wearing to get his attention specifically. I'm saying her giving him his number is showing that, like, she low-key, there's got to be something in there where she's kind of like, oh, let's see where this goes.
Potentially.
It obviously, her post makes it sound like she's just appalled by this guy and creeped out. And, like, I think he might be stalking me, but you're going to give him his number after seeing all of these signs? True. And then hearing he's good looking, and all the daycare girls are like, oh, like, he flirts with everyone, but, like, dang, girl, like, nice work, like, he really likes you. I don't know. I'm a little bugged by her, but I also know he is the main villain in this story, so I need to, like, shift my focus on that. Do we think he's actually stalking her?
But wait, there's more.
Oh, okay, I'm ready. I'm scared. Okay, so that's my first reaction to hearing just this side of the story, so let's see
fair.
If I'm right.
Which is fair. It seems like she's a little bit, walls are down.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
So here's a couple edits. Okay. The first edit is, I've never seen his wife. He's the one who does everything. Emmy has mentioned her a few times, says things like, mommy got me this shirt or something like that. But I don't even know what she looks like. He doesn't talk about her unless I bring her up. Edit 2, about the crop tops. We are allowed to wear them at work with long pants. Same thing with shorts. We can wear them with a non-cropped shirt. 90% of his comments about my piercing were outside of work when I would run into him. Also, I blocked him. I don't know if he noticed, but he's blocked.
Okay.
Headed number three. A lot of people are asking me why/what I am scared of. I don't have an exact answer. I've had a lot of traumatizing experiences with men, and I don't feel comfortable around any man in general. I don't have any guy friends. It's like I think of all the things they could do to me if they wanted to, then I get scared/uncomfortable.
Aww.
I know I have a fond trauma response and I'm working on it. I really am. Also, I have work on Friday or Wednesday maybe, and I will talk to my supervisors and update.
That's really sad.
So I'm just going to invite the listeners. There's a lot of like a lot of context. There's a lot of comments throughout each of the updates.
Yeah.
And it is a rabbit hole. So you can go and spend as much time as you want researching this. It's in Am I Overreacting? I feel like a dad at the daycare I work at is hitting on me. The post went absolutely bonkers. So you'll be able to find it. Update number two.
Okay, I'm ready.
The first update. Hello, everyone. I want to thank everyone who gave me advice. I tried to read every comment. Before I give you an update, I need to clarify a few things. I don't work at a school. It's private, family-owned daycare. I have three managers, two women and one man. They became the new owners in January. I primarily interact with one of the female managers. I've tried to discuss the situation with her, but it's never the right time. For example, I'd knock on her office door and say I needed to talk about Emmy's dad. She'd say she's busy and ask me to come back later. When I did, she'd apologize and ask to talk the next day. She also suggested texting, but I didn't feel comfortable telling her everything through text. Two, some suggested having another teacher watch my group when he arrives, but that's not possible. In the afternoon, after nap time, we take the kids outside until their parents pick them up. All educators need to stay outside to supervise. When parents arrive, I discuss their child's day and hand over their keychain. It's difficult because he always approaches me when I'm distracted, so I can't warn a coworker. Number three, rides. The first time I saw him outside of work was at the grocery store. He recognized me, we chatted briefly, and he offered me a ride. I declined, but he insisted, saying it was ungentlemanly to let me carry groceries alone. He paid for my groceries and drove me home despite my discomfort. I sat in the back seat, but still. I shouldn't have said yes. I was just so weirded out by the entire situation. The second time was at a gas station. After hanging out with a friend in his neighborhood, I stopped there for a drink. He saw me and again offered a ride. He was pushy, so I reluctantly agreed. That was the last time I accepted a ride from him. Number four, clothing. Most of his comments about my piercing happened outside of work. I don't wear revealing clothes to work. I mostly wear sweats. Occasionally, I wear a long sleeve crop top with sweatpants, which my managers don't mind. We're allowed to wear mom shorts, but again, I most of the time wear sweats. Five, FaceTime. I FaceTimed his daughters three times, and each call lasted less than 5 minutes. I realize now that this was inappropriate, but yes, it happened. Six, texting. I don't always respond to his texts. If he texts 10 times, I might reply 3 times. The thing is, he often asks in person why I don't respond, telling me he had something important to say. He'd sometimes say that in front of Emmy, then say, "You see that, Emmy? She's not nice to Daddy. She doesn't want to talk to me." Freaking loser. Literally.
I'm like sick to my stomach. I've cried twice listening. I'm very emotional right now. Keep going. Yeah, hold my hand.
Yeah.
This makes me so sad.
Seven, I live in Canada. Some suggested carrying pepper spray for protection, but it's illegal here, so that's not an option. Eight, I don't know his exact age, but I guess late 30s to mid 40s. I've never seen his wife. Some suggested they may be separated. Maybe. Emmy has mentioned her mom before, but she seems closer to her dad. Nine, the dating comment. I had zero idea my comment could be seen as flirting. I thought I was indirectly turning him down. When the topic of dating came up, I said I didn't want a relationship. He joked that we'd get along great, and I responded by saying, "Don't you think you're a little too old for me?" And he said jokingly, "Oh man, don't say that. You're very mature." That's when I said that I wouldn't date someone my age if I were his age.
Men are pigs, and I'm so disgusted. This guy is a pig. I'm so grossed out.
Blast this guy. Okay, so here's the update. That was just a preface to the update. I was only scheduled on Friday this week, but ended up working today too. I texted my manager saying that I have something very important to tell her about a parent, and that I'm afraid my safety could be compromised. She asked me to come to her office before work to talk about it. I was very scared because reading the comments made me realize that I could lose my job because I gave him my number. But I still told her everything. Looking back, I missed a few things, but I told her the most important things. I told her about how in the beginning, when I was assigned to his 2-year-old daughter's group, He was very friendly and nice to me, but it escalated when I started caring for Emmy. I told her about the grocery incident, the gas station incident, and seeing him near my neighborhood. She kind of defended him by saying that I live near downtown, so it's not a miracle to run into somebody there. I then brought up the fact that yes, I understand that, but he's told me that he enjoys staying in his neighborhood, and that I live so far away, and he doesn't understand how I'm able to work at a job so far away. So it was weird to see him so much. I think it made her understand more. I told her about the comments about my appearance. I asked her if it was possible to get assigned to another group, and she said yes. I told her about me giving him my number after feeling pressured, and she said that I shouldn't have done that, that it is very dangerous to give out personal information like that. She also said that, especially with my job, all communication must be through the app. She said that she was a little more upset at the dad because he's been attending that daycare for almost 4 years, and he knows that parents are not allowed to do that. I then told her about how he makes Emmy play with her friends when it's time to go just to talk to me longer. She said that since I won't be assigned to Emmy's group, I won't even have to talk to him at all. She said that she'll take care of it and let the other girls know to keep an eye on him. I told her about the FaceTimes and how he told Emmy that I was mean for not answering one time and how he made her cry. She only said that that was out of line. I asked if it was possible to ban him from attending, and she said maybe. She doesn't have any solid proof. I showed her some text messages, but she said that he was being friendly in the messages and that there was nothing sexual. She said that most of this was basically hearsay and she doesn't have a concrete proof of him being an actual predator. As for Emmy, we play together on the playground as usual. I think the hardest part for me is to slowly distance myself from her. I did, however, encourage her to play with her friends, but she would always come back every 5 minutes to ask to play with me. When her dad arrived, he greeted me and asked me about Emmy's day and her keychain. I said that I did not take care of her today and pointed to the girl that did. I then got up to get Emmy to tell her to leave. He tried to stop me, but I just kept walking. I didn't really give him the time to talk to me. When I got Emmy, I gave her a hug, then stayed on the other side of the playground, and they left. I know it's not much, but at least I avoided an interaction with him today. I think that's it. I tried to answer everything. Edit, he's never driven me home. I would always ask him to drop me off downtown. So obviously, it's escalating with the dad. That's the issue here, is it?
Yeah.
No matter what she's trying to do, he's not slowing down. He's obviously a bad dude. And spoiler alert, there's updates and it gets worse. So let's keep it rolling.
Oh my gosh. I cannot handle this.
I know.
This poor girl.
Are you okay?
No, but I'm ready.
Okay. Update 2, same title. Hi, I saw some comments asking for an update, so I wanted to share what happened because I am too ashamed to tell someone in real life. I had work from yesterday 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then went straight to the gym to work out with a friend. I got there around 6 p.m. and worked out until about 8:30 p.m. I was walking home, I live about 10 minutes away from the gym, when I heard someone behind me. Looking back, I know I shouldn't have walked home, but I didn't think about it in the moment. I had music in my ears, so I didn't know if someone was talking to me or on the phone, so I just kept walking. I felt the person getting closer and immediately thought, oh my gosh, what if it's him? I started walking a little faster. After a minute or two, the person tapped me on the shoulder. When I turned around, it was him. My heart dropped. I immediately froze. I had practiced what to say if I ever got into this situation, but of course I had forgotten everything. He acted like we ran into each other and said, hey, it's nice seeing you. I said, hi, nice seeing you, but I have to go. He complimented my hair, in parentheses, I recently dyed it, and said it looked good on me. I said a quick thank you and tried to leave. He then grabbed my wrist and said, I don't like when you act like that. I just froze up. I couldn't move. He asked why I didn't take care of Emmy anymore. He said that she constantly asks about me at home and that I make her cry. I stuttered and said I didn't know and that I'm not the one who decides. I said I have to go now. Sorry. He then asked if I blocked him. I said I really can't talk right now. He then blurted out that he saw me working out. He was doing all of this while grabbing my wrist, mind you. I didn't know what to say, so I repeated that I had to go. He started looking at me up and down in a disgusting way. He was staring at my boobs while smiling. He then started caressing my arms. One arm stopped at my waist and the other one kept caressing my arm. He would sometimes move it to my chest and touch me there.
What?
I don't know why I didn't just punch him in the face. I just could not move. Before you ask, I wasn't wearing anything revealing. I had on a hoodie and sweatpants. I even removed my belly piercing because I don't like this type of attention. I eventually quietly said, "Can you please stop?" He looked at me, smiled, and then left. I've been getting sexually assaulted by men since the age of 7. I promised myself after getting sexually assaulted at 18 by a friend that I would never let it happen again. Now this. I don't know why this keeps happening. Most of the time, I feel like my body isn't even mine, just for someone else to use whenever they feel like it, no matter if I want it or not. Maybe it was my fault because I shouldn't have walked home knowing I had a stalker. Maybe it's my fault because I didn't tell him to leave me alone earlier. Maybe it's my fault because I'm 20 years old and I can't say no. I know he didn't full-on grab my chest and squeeze them, but I feel so violated. I am too ashamed to reveal this to anyone. I told my boss I was sick to avoid going to work for a couple days. I went to the police station, but they said there wasn't anything they could do legally because he didn't commit actual crimes and that I didn't really have any proof. I just feel like they didn't take me seriously. They gave me tips to be more careful, like don't walk late at night, change your number, don't have the same routine, etc. But that's it. They won't give me a restraining order. I'll be honest, I didn't understand half of the terminology they were using. But from what I understood, we're both adults, so the texting and FaceTimes aren't incriminating enough. I guess I'll just stay home. I feel so dirty, I thought I had everything under control because I found a way to avoid him at work, but I guess I was wrong. I genuinely thought I found a way to make everything stop. The worst part is I saw some comments saying that this whole situation could escalate if he finds out that I'm avoiding him, and I didn't believe them. Again, I was wrong. I don't know if I'm looking for advice or sympathy, but I don't have anyone in my life who could help. Maybe some friends, but I'm just so ashamed and embarrassed to say that a man was groping me, and I basically let it happen because I was scared. It's just humiliating. As for my family, knowing my mom, she would most likely slut-shame me and say it's my fault. But yeah, here's the update, I guess. I don't know if I'll update after this, mainly because I don't know what else to do. Okay. So here's an edit. It says, I posted about him 4 days ago, but I started having doubts about him stalking me like a month ago, I think. I talked to my manager Wednesday and I got assigned to another group. I didn't interact with him Wednesday and yesterday. He is the one saying that his daughter is crying about not seeing me. I know it's not true. He keeps saying stuff like this, saying things about his daughter to make me feel bad because he knows we're close. When this incident happened, I went straight to the police station near my home to tell them what happened because it's open day and night. I asked if with what I have, I can have a restraining order, and they said no. I know I'm updating quick, but I genuinely don't have anyone I can talk to about this. Edit number 2. Okay, I think I'll just quit my job and stay with a friend for now. I'll send an email explaining my situation with my boss. Try to find a stay-at-home job. Thank you all. Update number, Trace. Hello. A few weeks ago, I made a post about a man stalking me at the daycare where I work. I don't know how to link it if I knew I would. I told my boss I was sick for 4 days in a row to avoid going to work. When I tried to call in sick again, she said she would have to fire me if I continued to skip work. I decided to quit because I was too scared to return and even more scared to reveal the real reason for quitting. When this happened, I moved in with my friend. I initially told her I had a fight with my mom and needed a place to stay. Later, I explained the real reason and she helped me write an email to my boss explaining everything. I filed a police report, but nothing happened. My boss contacted me 2 days later to discuss the situation. We had a Zoom meeting with all three of my bosses and we talked about everything. She apologized for not taking me seriously and promised to do better. I asked if the man could be banned, but they said it was harder than I thought and would be hard on the kids. The best they could do was wait until August, September, when his oldest daughter would start school and they would ask him to enroll his youngest in another daycare. My boss asked if I could eventually return to work, and I agreed on the condition that I wouldn't have to go outside or take care of his daughters. They agreed and I returned to work the next day. I also found his wife's email address on the daycare app and told her everything. I was scared it could backfire, but I felt she needed to know. She thanked me, explained that they were separated and in the process of getting a divorce, and said this wasn't the first time he had targeted a caretaker. She said she doesn't speak to him unless she absolutely has to, and the reason he does the pickup slash drop-offs is because she lives too far away. She advised me to avoid him and warned that he could be charming and friendly, but was dangerous. She said he had a thing for young girls and not to fall into his trap like she did. She gave me her number to call if I needed anything.
I have the chills.
Yeah. My first few days back at work were fine. I would stay in the kitchen in the mornings to avoid him and would clock out before the parents arrived. However, I ran into him once when he picked up his youngest early. We were both surprised and he tried to talk to me, but I quickly said hi and left.
Are you kidding me?
After that incident, I started receiving no caller ID calls again, which had stopped when I moved in with my friend.
No.
I went to the police to document everything and showed them the email from his ex-wife. They advised me to change my number, which I did, but they haven't contacted me since. He found my Instagram and sent me a request. My account is private, so I deleted the request, but he sent another one. My Instagram username is my first and last name, and I have an uncommon last name, so I'm worried about what he could find next.
Yes.
Just tell him.
Yes, that's all I have to say. Keep going.
I changed my username, but he already saw it. My email address also is my first and last name. I'm considering quitting again, and I'm wondering if I'm exaggerating because he hasn't done anything yet. However, he knows my job, my full name, Instagram, old phone number, and possibly my address and email. Should I tell his wife or meet up with her? I feel that if I tell my boss, they will just tell me to wait until September and the police aren't doing anything. I partly blame myself for going back to the job where my problem started, but I love it and it pays well. I think moving to another city would be the best scenario, but I can't afford it right now. Hence why I went back to work in the first place. I always carry a rape alarm on me now, feeling that he could appear anytime, and it's so unfair. Please, I need advice. Thank you. Sad.
It's so sad.
So sad.
And I'm the biggest jerk in the world. We're going to pretend like I didn't say what I said the first time you told this first story part.
See, I'm sorry, OP.
I'm so sorry, OP, because literally, that was literal proof of, like, someone not believing you. And then now I'm eating my words and I feel like a jerk. But there are people also that are what I said they are.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah, it's kind of like, okay, so I need to give myself grace, but I'm also like really, really sorry because that was like the saddest story. Is there more?
Is there more?
Shut up. Is there more?
Oh, there's lots more.
No, shut up.
There's lots more.
I'm literally going to start crying.
Yeah. No. There's a really good comment on this one I want to read.
Okay.
A really good supporter for OP.
Good.
Says, OP, there's a lot of good advice here. Let me add my thoughts. I was the victim of a stalker for 8 months when I was 30. He was released from prison and on probation for stalking. He moved in with his mother in my apartment building and found me. It took a lot of work to keep my sanity and safety, but it's critical that you put your energy into it because you have done nothing wrong. You do not deserve this. You are not alone, although many people will either fail you, take it less seriously, or will be inactive. Yes, you will slip and automatically say hi without thinking and then realize it was him. My thoughts for you. Find a woman shelter and schedule an appointment with one of their counselors. Tell them you need recommendations on sources of help and guidance on what to do to protect yourself. You need to know what to say to your employer and how they can support you. You need to know what legal steps you can take to protect yourself. You may need an attorney to send a demand letter to him and even apply for a protective order. They can help you, and you need counseling on how to process the situation. You are the victim of an ongoing crime. You cannot navigate this on your own. Continue documenting everything. Send the ex-wife the police case number so she has it if she or her attorney want it. She may ask you for updates, which will help both her situation and will bolster you, reminding you that you are not alone. I cannot remember if I read this or not. You must tell him to stop communicating with you. It will be uncomfortable and difficult, but you have to do so, even if it is right after you blurt out hi instinctively. Say something short and to the point. I've noticed your level of attraction and communication is increasing. This is not comfortable or welcome. Stop interacting with me. Did your employer send him any note or message? I would ask them to send him a note saying an employee has registered a complaint. And the daycare requests, he eliminate interacting with you.
Yes, 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 yes.
They may not want to do it, but ask them. Here's the BS thing about men like this. People don't really know how to handle this, and too often people marginalize the situation. My own family really didn't understand what was happening to me until they arrested him, and he was sentenced to a year in prison. Consider keeping an air horn on you. If he bothers you, you can blast it, startle him, and generate attention of others. Just keep saying, get away. Go directly to the police department and report the interaction. The air horn is not illegal like mace or a weapon might be, and it is a unique sound that will cause attention, which may be a deterrent. Like, that's so freaking sad to think she's got to carry a dang air horn.
No, that literally breaks my heart. There's
so much more.
I can't. I'm literally losing it right now.
Here's another piece of advice. Please do not consider uprooting your life, career, and city because of him until you first meet with counselors who are professionally trained in stalking and unwanting advances from men. You've done nothing wrong and deserve to live your life the way you want to live. Good luck. You can do this. We are all behind you. Feel free to message me if you want. Auntie in Connecticut is here for you.
I want to be like Auntie.
I know. Shout out Auntie in Connecticut. So, cool support that she's getting. This is very well.
She deserves it.
Because she's going through it.
Oh.
that's so, so sad. It's so sad that, like, it could be that real. She has that much evidence, stuff currently happening, and people just will not listen to her.
It just breaks my heart because she's one of those girls, and I don't know if there's many, but this one's definitely one of them. Actually, there probably is many, but, like, a guy asked for your number, and you felt uncomfortable, and you don't want to give it to them, but you give it to them because of how pressured you feel, and you don't want to, like, you feel like you're a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And that's, like, all it was. It had nothing to do with her being, like, low-key, like, oh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like wanting to reciprocate anything.
Like maybe just a smidge, but like it does not seem like she is just genuinely a really sweet girl with a lot of trauma and scared.
That's so sad.
That's so sad.
Freaking, and it's so insane that nothing can be done.
I like,
that's just like this massive hole.
That is horrifying. And this dude's just like getting off on all of it, thinking it's the best thing, adrenaline rush, like just having the best time.
He's just such a piece of crap.
No, he's just a scary dude.
Just impulsive, just does whatever the frick he wants. Piece of crap.
Maybe does whatever he wants, but he's sick in the head. There's something not right there.
Both things can be true.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
And it's sad, like Auntie said, was like no one's going to take you seriously. Yeah. You have to take it serious. Like, now's the time to take action. You have to be on alert. That's so horrible.
Just imagine the air horn. Like, some guy, like, walks up to a girl and she's just like... Wah.
Dude, it sucks she can't even carry pepper spray. That sucks, but I hate that for her. I would love to see her just spray that dude right in the face. I'm scared for her.
Yeah.
And can we talk about the school?
So stupid.
It really bothers me. It really, really bothers me because she's coming to them telling them, this man groped me. This man touched me.
And sorry, I'll just say, she's too embarrassed to say that.
So she didn't tell them?
That's the one thing that she hasn't said yet.
At all. Even after all those updates? Why did I think she did? Oh my gosh. So
she writes it in here somewhere. That she couldn't even tell the police because she was so ashamed about it.
No.
Yeah.
Are people telling her you need to tell the police?
I'm sure.
Oh, that is so sad.
So sad.
This poor girl.
No, it's like you gotta tell him everything. How could you withhold that when you're trying to get a restraining order?
That's the only thing that actually could protect her.
We'll get to it. I think it's in this one or the next one, but she says, like, she talks about how he grabbed both of her wrists and was, like, using force to, like, withhold her.
No.
And that wasn't enough for them. Update number 4.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Just a quick update. I'm alive and well. I don't know why it's not letting me respond to DMs. Maybe it's me. Haha. I barely know how to work the app. I basically live with my friend now. I still go to work, but I'm trying to find a new job. I'm keeping this one until I find another. The only thing is, I don't know where to apply. Can't live with my friend forever. She's trying to find a roommate for July 1st, and I can't officially move out yet. I feel like if I apply for a job near my house, it would be easy for him to find me. If I apply far from home, I feel like it would be easier for him to attack me on my way back every day. I've been trying to pick up the habit of recording every time I leave my classroom or go outside to gather evidence. I forget sometimes, but I really try. I stopped going to the gym because he knows where it is. He also found my new number. I have no idea how. He keeps calling me, so I always have my phone on Do Not Disturb now. On June 18th, he called me 19 times from different numbers with the 647 area code. It used to be 249. I don't have concrete proof it's him, but I can feel it. I changed my email address, deactivated my Instagram, and made a new one with about 15 close friends. I showed the phone calls to the police and they told me to send the evidence to an email address they gave me. However, since the numbers keep changing, it's not considered good evidence. They told me to keep trying to find more evidence. Isn't that their job with 3? And to change my number again.
That's annoying. Having to constantly change your number.
Oh my gosh. I also emailed his ex-wife telling her that he found my Instagram and new number. She replied with a lengthy email basically advising me not to respond to him because he's dangerous. She gave me examples of how he used to treat her and her kids. She said he buys their love with toys and that she caught him viewing previous nanny's pictures. She suggested deleting any photos of me on social media because he might be doing the same with mine.
I'm going to throw up.
She's been wanting a divorce for a long time, but he keeps dragging it out. He tells everyone he's happily married and still wears his ring. She's terrified for her kids because he always feeds them lies. I deleted my Facebook too. I showed my boss the calls, but she didn't seem to care and doubted my concerns. She was like, do you really think he's like that? I've known him for years. I promise he's so nice.
She's probably banging him.
This boss sucks.
Yeah.
I'm actually considering suing them because I think she finds me stupid. I had a panic attack yesterday because I can't walk without thinking every man behind me is him.
Aww.
I don't know how to sue someone, let alone a workplace, but I'll do my research. I bought wasp spray, but I don't carry it because knowing myself, I'll just freeze up. And what if he ends up using it on me? Ultimately, I think I'm going to move. I'm considering moving to Montreal. I have a friend there and just want to get away from everything. Sorry for posting about the same situation for a month straight, but I don't want to bother my roommate all the time, and I don't want to scare her into making me move out. It's such a weird situation, and it's hard to explain to people. Like, it's not like I'm a celebrity with a crazy stalker fan. But yeah, little update. I guess I'll change my number again. Also, my phone's in French. Haha, don't mind that. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's because she posted a screenshot
of all the numbers calling.
Oh my gosh. How does he even do that with different numbers? Is there like an app you can do it?
I'm sure there's an app. I know Google Voice, you can like create a number. I don't know. So here's some more good comments. OP, please do this. You also need to set up a consultation with an employment lawyer. Mm-hmm. Your employer is behaving horrifically.
Yes.
And you may have a solid case on your hands.
Boom.
Sue him.
Make that money.
For real, for real.
I wonder if she wouldn't win.
She would.
But here's, she hasn't told them about the groping, though.
This is another comment. I'm HR. $10. Your boss gave him your number. Here's what you do. Set up a Google phone number and use that one for work. They're free. Don't give it to anyone else. So set up the Google Voice. Don't give it to anyone else. If he gets the number again, you know how, and then you have yourself a case.
Oh, could you imagine?
If the
work was giving out her number all to him.
That would be a massive case, and it would be so provable. I hope she did that.
Oh, I bet she did. She's on top of it right now.
She's on her game, but it's because it's her whole entire life. Deleted all of her social medias, got a new phone number, needs to do it again. She's like living in fear because of this freaking monster. And she's like lives with her friend and she's going to move away. He's ruined her whole life.
Yes.
It's so effed. Makes me so angry.
And yeah, the boss, like, it's just so wild to me. It's like, honey, get rid of him and you can get another family in, and literally the next day. I can't believe he touched her.
Like, shameless.
Like that in the middle of the street? In the sidewalk?
Basically they were walking home from the gym.
Yeah.
I imagined it being dark, but I don't remember if there was that context in the story. It was after work. And she's just out there and by herself, and he was just following her home.
That is so... and the way she just worded that whole experience, I was getting so choked up.
It's terrible.
That's her reality. Like, she literally had to experience that. That's horrible. And he's just a douche.
Just a sicko.
Sicko.
Like, how is he...
Oh my gosh. And nothing has come from this for him.
No.
He's just... I wonder how much more he's done that we don't know. And that she hasn't known, you know?
Yeah, probably lots. Like,
and he's separated. He's lonely. He's bored. He has nothing else to do but be fixated on another little girl.
And he's old and his life is falling apart. He's just a loser.
Can we talk about that nanny? When she probably found out that he was doing those things.
Oh, bye.
That would shake me.
All right. You ready for the final update?
Yeah, I'm ready. Here we go.
I warned you guys. It was a long E. Hi, everyone. Okay.
Hi.
I think this is officially the final update about my stalker situation. On Canada Day, I randomly ran into a girl I went to elementary school with, and we chatted for a while. She told me she had moved to a new place, so I jumped at the chance to ask if she needed a roommate. She said it would be great because she desperately needs someone.
Shut up.
I looked up the area and found that I could definitely find a job there. I'll only tell a handful of people where I'm moving, but I am so happy I finally have a place. His ex-wife and I met up at a cafe, and I updated her on everything. I finally told her about how he touched me that one night after the gym, because up until that point, I hadn't told anyone, not even the police.
Aww.
I also told her that he still wears his ring and says he's married. I shared everything I could, and we comforted each other for a while. She said that one time she went through his work phone and saw videos of their previous nanny, who was 16 or 17 at the time, changing. I missed that too the first time.
Bro.
That's disgusting. Now I'm terrified he may have videos of me because I'm not sure he doesn't know where I live, and I tend to change in front of my window sometimes without realizing it. Why would you do that?
It happens to the best of us.
I mean, I tend to close the window when I change. It also kind of surprised me, but she said not to let him know that I know he's getting a divorce. She advised me to act like I don't know anything. As for my stalker, I haven't seen him since the incident where we ran into each other near the nursery, but I keep getting calls. People have asked me what he says when I pick up, but he doesn't say anything. He spams me, I answer, and then he doesn't say anything, so I hang up. As for my boss, I don't know if there is an HR department where I work. When I got hired, I didn't sign any paperwork. I just gave them my social security number and ID. I sent an email to my boss explaining that I am quitting because she's enabling sexual harassment. To summarize, I said that she's failing to protect her staff. I don't want to sue them because I don't want to get into this whole thing. I just want to leave. Mm-hmm. She apologized and asked to meet up, but I didn't answer because I feel like she will gaslight me.
Yeah.
I'm getting my number changed and moving soon. I told his ex-wife she could use everything I told her for her divorce. I told her that she could tell my boss what I told her too if she wanted. Hopefully everything is over now so I can finally shut up about this. Thank you all. And then there's one last edit. Okay, I'm receiving a lot of DMs right now, and I don't even know if people are going to see this edit. I was thinking of just ignoring it, but I just want to make a few things clear. This is just random context for anybody that will actually understand it. I was born in Quebec, then moved to Ontario when I was young. I grew up speaking French, then moved to Ontario where I learned English. There are a lot of things I still struggle with in English. I didn't know SSN was an American thing. It's called SIN in Ontario, but also a lot of people I know use those terms interchangeably, especially in bilingual places like Montreal. So I thought you could use both. 2, when I went to the police for the first time, I said that he grabbed me and tried to intimidate me. I didn't have the courage to say that he touched my boobs, but I said that he grabbed my wrist and wouldn't let me go. I said that he kept touching my arm and tried to scare me. I should have told them everything I know, but I was just so embarrassed and still am. I don't want to talk about that at all, especially because I don't want to hear a question like, what did you do when he did that? Because I didn't do anything, I just froze. It's embarrassing to me. His ex-wife is the only one who knows the full story of what happened that night after the gym. I felt like I owed it to her, especially because she was so honest with me from the beginning. 3, what I mean by he spams me, I pick up, he doesn't say anything, so I hang up, is the first time he called me on my new number, I didn't answer, but he wouldn't say anything. The first times he called me on my new number, I did answer, but he wouldn't say anything, so I would hang up. I understood very quickly that it was him who would call me, so I stopped answering a long time ago. I'm sorry I wasn't 100% clear, I hope it makes it more sense now.
I definitely feel like I got the full picture here on this story.
Well, that's the full picture. There's no new updates.
Yeah.
So,
it sounds like she moved, which good for her.
Yeah, and this was all 9 months ago. So,
oh no, nothing. Wow, that's good. That's a good thing.
So we can assume.
I mean,
that
hopefully.
She's good and safe. I know. I almost feel like there should be an update that just says, "Hey, I moved and I changed my number and I've never heard from him again."
Yeah.
And, like, I'm safe.
I mean, that's kind of sketch. No. Does anyone, like, commented recently and been like, oh, are you good, bro? Or
all the comments are from 9 months ago, it looks like.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I feel so bad for her. I really hope she was able to get a fresh start somewhere new, get a really good job. She's going to be terrified of all the men, though, that come pick up their kids. She's going to be like, please don't talk to me.
This is a good comment. And I feel like this is good for the listener, for anybody that's dealt with this. Just an FYI for the future, it is not considered stalking or harassment unless you have proof that you have explicitly told the person to stop contacting you and proof that they continue to do so. If this ever happens again, be sure to text, email, record a phone call of you saying, stop contacting me. Once they receive/hear that and continue to contact you, you can then press charges for unwanted contact and harassment. You should also consult with the pro bono lawyer about your employer. They were legally obligated to protect you and they did not. Good luck with your move and sorry it ever came to that.
Wow, that was a fantastic advice.
Yeah, record it.
Yeah.
If you think that that's happening to you, like, get proof that you're saying stop it.
Yeah.
And then Document everything.
No, that was very, very good advice.
So that was that. Pretty crazy. Wow. Hope OP's okay. Like, really.
Yeah.
You don't know. What if it becomes an episode of 2020 and they link the Reddit post? What if they link?
No. I do think if she moved pretty far away, there's no way he's coming after her at that point. He's going to find a new target.
Well, he seems to me like the type that would just target whatever's convenient.
Yes.
Like, he's just going to have something.
Exactly. To do. Whatever's convenient. I agree. Okay.
Hayden, bye.
Bye. Okay, are we ready for mine?
I am.
Okay, so my story from today, I effed up by letting my obsession go too far. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can't stop. It started as a bad habit and turned into something else. I see a girl and I get obsessed. Not in a romantic way, not even in a normal creepy way. I just need to know everything about her. Social media makes it way too easy. A name on a coffee cup, a college sweatshirt, a tagged photo from a friend's account, and suddenly I know her Instagram, her job, what gym she goes to, where she gets brunch on Sundays. M was the worst one. I saw her once at a bookstore, and 3 days later, I knew her whole life. Her major, her part-time job, what classes she was taking, where she lived. I never followed her, not really, but sometimes I'd end up in places she liked, just to see her in real life, not to talk to her, just to be there.
Reap.
Then I started getting these thoughts I couldn't push away. One night, I watched her unlock her apartment door, and I caught myself wondering what the inside looked like. That was the first time I actually scared myself. I went home, deleted everything, and swore I was done. But I wasn't. I saw her again a few weeks later at a coffee shop. Total accident. But when she walked in, I already knew she was going to be there because she posted about getting coffee earlier that morning. I glanced at my phone without thinking, and then she looked at me. Not past me. At me. Like she recognized me. I got up and left, didn't say anything, didn't look back. I don't know if she actually knew who I was or if I was just in my own head. I told myself I'd stop, and for a while I did, but I still think about her. I wonder if she still goes to that bookstore, what kind of perfume she wears, if she ever noticed the way I watched her.
What in the...
Okay, so when I read this story, I kind of had a hard time thinking like, okay, is this real or is he kind of just doing like a knockoff of you? You? Yeah. Because, like, when I was reading it, I was like, oh, you know, this is kind of like you. But there obviously are a little bit of differences, but it does sound very similar to that.
Well, and obviously, if you've ever seen you, he's graduated.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, it's you have graduated from stalking 101.
That's really creepy because it's like, how many people out there are like that? Like, kind of, they know it's bad. They know that they should not act in a certain way, but they just like sliding down that slippery slope.
I bet there's so many out there.
It's funny because that's exactly what I thought of was you.
Yes.
Because he like almost has this seems, they make it seem like he's just this normal dude.
Mm-hmm.
But then he is just always obsessing.
Like so hard. The new season of that's coming out and I'm so excited. But do you feel like she saw him? Like she recognized him and was like, you've been following me around lately. Like, I don't feel good about this.
That's what I don't fully understand because he says in there that he doesn't actually follow her. Like he doesn't actually physically follow her. He just like keeps tabs on her online.
Well, he does online, but he saw her at the apartment.
That's what I was just going to say. So he said that he doesn't follow her, but then he's like, I saw her unlocking her door one night.
And then he doesn't... Wait, you're saying he doesn't follow her on social media?
No, like he doesn't follow her around.
Physically,
like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what? Which one is it, bro?
Yeah, he's not making sense here.
Yeah. He's a sketch ass anyway.
Yeah, I'm literally terrified of this dude. I like can picture what he looks like and I don't love it. And it's not Joe from You. I'm telling you right now.
No, he's not that handsome.
Joe's not that handsome.
He's decent looking.
He's, no, but I get what you're saying. Like
he's not like some freaking
creeper, ugly off the streets.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some dude in his mom's basement type shit.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Which, yeah, that's what I would have thought for the first story. That's kind of what I would have pictured, even though they said he was handsome.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to say here. It's disgusting. It's creepy. And he needs therapy. And I'm nervous for him.
Therapy.
He needs therapy. He's so obsessive over this girl. Okay,
jail time.
There is an update. And it's much shorter than your updates from your last story. So I think this tells us everything we need to know, though. Update. I slipped up. I checked her profile last night. Private now.
Well, private.
Yes. So she took it from public to private after seeing him at the coffee shop.
Dang.
So I think she was like, dude, this guy's been around way too often. I have no idea who this guy is. I think she noticed.
That would be, I can't even fathom. That'd be so sketchy.
I literally picture yourself walking in a grocery store. You make eye contact with this dude. You walk away. You're getting your groceries, blah, blah, blah. You get to check out. You see him again. And he's like making sure he's like kind of pacing around the same time as you. But it's only a couple times you see him. So it's not like that big of a deal. Get you your car. You drive away. Next day, you're going and getting a soda at the soda shop. And who's behind you?
In the line?
In the freaking line.
It's him?
Behind, not in front. Behind. It's him. Okay? So there's two incidents at that point. You know this chick has seen him at least two different times.
Yep, I mean, I'm
like, sure that she, alone, just she, right there, I'd be like, I don't like that.
So, and this is what I don't know. This part I don't know. I don't know.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, say what you want
to
say.
I need to say this. He's behind me, okay? And I'm sitting here like, that's weird. That's the same guy I saw at the store yesterday. Don't know who he is. Go on your social media. You look to see who viewed your story. And there's the dude.
Oh, hell no.
Your ass is putting that Instagram profile on private so fast.
Wouldn't you just block him? Can you just do that?
That's true. I would definitely block, but I would for sure be on private. I'm on private anyways, but...
Yeah.
Except for our Instagram internet frenzy, of course. But should we be? I'm scared.
No. Yeah. Don't follow us. Don't follow us. Follow us, but don't.
Follow us online, not in real life.
On Vine?
Follow us...
Online.
Online.
I thought you said on Vine.
I probably freaking did, bro. I miss Vine.
That was a little old.
Those are the best days.
Golden days.
My Vine days were the best content I have ever put out in my life.
I doubt that. Can I say something?
Absolutely. Now it is your turn.
Okay. I have the talking stick.
You have it all.
Yes, I do. I feel like maybe this is just in being a dude. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like hyper aware of my surroundings. So if there was a situation like that for me, I would absolutely notice it fast.
Yeah.
Like I would, because we like pull into our, like to where we live, and I look around, like I'm noticing if a different car that I don't recognize is here.
You are like, so observant.
Like why is that this? And like blah, blah, blah. And like just the way I am, just in my nature, I'm just going to notice things that are like that.
Do you feel like that's most men, or do you feel like it's just specific, like, people?
I really don't know. I feel like it's probably more men than women, I would think.
At least with recognizing cars, for sure.
Well, yeah, and, like, that is something I feel like maybe somewhat more specific to me.
Yeah.
But I've always been that way. Even when I was, like, in elementary school, went through a phase of being, like, really into cars. And I just always recognized, like, if it was somebody that I knew.
Oh, that's so like, funny.
If it was their car. But, yeah. What was I going to say? There was something else. Oh, I was going to make mention of the fact that, like, I'm observant. But then there's people that take it to a whole nother level of observant.
Yeah.
Like, we have a neighbor that lives across from us that is a homicide detective.
It's so dope. He's a stud.
I ran into him at the golf course that we live near. Like I was on the putting green. He came up and he just like outlined the whole lay of the neighborhood. He's like, oh, so like you guys like and are related to these people. And like, I know the people that live here, and just literally had the whole place mapped out, like, yes, the back of his hand.
Mapped out
is without a good actually way to, knowing.
A good way to put it. Like, right as he spotted him on the golf course, he was like, oh, hey.
He's like, neighbor. Hey. He was like, hey, I know you. Like, you have a little girl. Like, I live across from you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Like, you're like, who the frick is this guy?
Because I thought I was observant, but
I've never seen him before, honestly.
I just didn't recognize him over there. I would have recognized his car, though.
Yeah, his car's so sick.
Well, anyways. So there's levels to this, being observant, and it's probably a benefit to be observant. So you, watch your back, everyone, look out for this guy because he's out there apparently.
Yeah, this like Joe 101 2.0, Joe 2.0. From you. Not you, Joe.
Just make it specific.
You're Joseph. You're Giuseppe. Okay, well, that's my first story. Are you ready for my second one?
That was pretty cool.
I know. I loved that. I know. I know it was.
That was neat.
Thanks. Okay, so here is my next story. This is from Chew Off My Chest. True of my chest. I'm being stalked. Content warning, sexual assault. I'm 23M, a regular at my local library. Oh, these libraries.
That's weird.
I am never going to a library again. I'm 23M, a regular at my local library. About 5 days ago, I go in to return some books and check out some new ones. And when I go to check out, the librarian is one I don't recognize. I know all the librarians at my library pretty well. And I'm a pretty chatty person, and she was pretty cute on top of that. So I started talking to her. She asked me what I'm checking out, The Golden Compass and a couple of volumes of the Chainsaw Man manga. If I recommend them, what else I recommend, etc., etc. It wasn't anything out of the ordinary until she said something along the lines of, what's your girlfriend like to read? I'm single, and I tell her that. She just kind of smiles a weird smile at me. It was after that I left. On my drive home, I get a text notification, then two more. I don't check them, obviously, because I only live a few minutes from the library. When I finally check them, they're from an unknown number. They say, message one, hey, was nice talking to you today. Message two, if you ever want to talk about Chainsaw Man or whatever else you're reading, feel free. Message three, text me back soon. I almost threw up reading this. I don't give out my number freely, and the fact that she mentioned the series I was checking out told me who it was. She must have looked up my number from my library account. I called the library. Luckily, someone else answered and demanded to speak to someone in charge. I tell them what happened, and when they asked me to give the number, when I read it, they said it wasn't any number of anyone that worked there. She must have texted me from an alternate number. The person on the phone tells me she'd investigate further, but she hung up before I could say anything further. I blocked the first number, but she's texted me from two others. She hasn't said anything that would give her away, mostly just a string of her telling me how much she enjoyed talking to me and how cute I was, and other stuff you don't text a stranger who recommended manga to you. I'm worried about leaving the house now, worried about going to work, worried that this psycho is going to throw me into a white van and take me to some murder shack in the middle of the woods. This sucks. So this is a male afraid of a girl that he believes is stalking him.
Yeah. I'm skeptical of this dude.
Like, you think this girl is going to throw your ass into a van?
I'm like, first of all, she made your job easy. You already said she was cute.
True.
Like,
come on, bro. No, we got to be considerate. He's obviously very uncomfortable.
No, we don't have to be considerate because, listen, I will be on this hill.
Okay.
Like, if he was physically threatened by her, okay, that's one thing. But he has a nice interaction with her. Yeah, she violated some privacy issues by getting his phone number from his library card. That is just some nerd stuff to have happen.
That's like ballsy. Like, she just went straight for
it. That is Chef Curry with the shot.
She's like, I'm not going to even ask for your number, buddy. I'm just going to steal it off the account. I'm just going to
take it from your library card while you're checking out some goofy books.
Well, that's so creepy.
It's like there's absolutely that element of creepy. Like, that's like not chill to do.
That's obsessive.
For this guy to like, I'm sorry, just, yeah, I don't see it like he's in danger. That's a very different situation than the other ones. And that's just my perspective as a dude.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if he's in danger yet, but what's interesting to me though is when he called the library. They're not going to give out, like, oh, yo, that's the number for Tracy. That's her number. They're not going to do that.
You don't think they would?
No, 100% no.
You think they would be protecting her in case he was a sketch?
Yes, exactly. Because that would be my first thought. And I think there is, like, training on that. You can't just be like, yo, that's her number. She, like...
Well, I don't know how that would work. If he's like, hey, I just was there. I checked out a manga book. And I talked to a librarian, and then she texted me in reference to the conversation from this number. Is this her number? Like, and again, it could be a Google Voice thing. Could be like a alternate number kind of deal. I don't know if you can text from Google Voice, but...
True. Also, another thought, too, is if she did do that and she got the phone number from the library court, she's also getting his address from there as well.
Right.
So, that's sketch.
One time, I had a girl slide into my DMs on Twitter, of all places.
Wow.
Based on me using my credit card at some pizza place. So, like, I swiped to pay for my food. She got my name from the credit card and then found me on Twitter.
What'd she say?
She said, hey, I thought you were cute.
No. How old were you?
This was just before we dated.
That little pizza hoe.
Pizza hoe chi.
So, did you respond?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so triggered.
I didn't think it was that creepy. I was like, wow, you're actually like really making an effort. That's crazy.
You're but
like
so nothing nice.
Nothing went anywhere, obviously. But
well, yeah. Obviously I'm here.
Obviously you're here. But seriously, I just didn't take that to be a threat. That's why I compared myself to it. It was like
okay.
I was striking. I was like, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
Like, you're definitely, like, there's got to be a screw loose, you know? Like, it's not, like, normal.
1,000%. That's so sketch.
I didn't take it to be endangering. Stalking behavior. This is, like, sorry if this triggered anybody. We're triggered. But crazy, crazy stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
If you have any stories to share, if you want to share your personal story on a platform, email internetfrenzy@gmail.com.
Yes.
Send us any recommendations. Send us feedback. Tell us if you want us to get a new blanket.
Please. I love new blankets. And also, comment on our social media, YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or TikTok, who you think was the fake, what story specifically was the fake this episode. And stay tuned for next week's episode because we will announce which one was the fake.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode. We appreciate the support. Drop a like on socials. Leave us a rating on your favorite podcasting app. And we will catch you all next week.
Bye. Keep your eyes peeled. They're everywhere. Oh.
No pretending.